Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. Equal opportunity
lender. It's Wisconsin's most complete farm show. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Well, after a couple days worth of very mild weather, we've got a winter weather advisory in effect for Columbia, Green Lake, Iowa, Lafayette, Marquette, and Sauk counties. How you doing, everybody? Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke along with you, starting you off on a Thursday that could get complicated by around mid-morning. Starting at 10 a.m. till midnight tonight, a winter weather advisory in effect. What they're projecting are snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches, probably that Reedsburg, Portage, Mineral Point, Darlington area. And like we said, it'll start at about 10 o'clock this morning, so you might want to make plans. If you're traveling, be very careful because the roads are going to get slippery. We'll be talking weather with Stu Mock, our ag meteorologist, in about 10 minutes. Say, have you heard of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation? Yes, it's a grassroots organization of people just like you that care about keeping agriculture strong. By joining Farm Bureau, you also qualify for a number of money-saving member benefits on equipment, autos, travel, and insurance. Get more details at WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
There are those silent killers out there that pose a danger to you and your loved ones. It's Josh Scramlin here at the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. There's a viral video online right now of a woman banging on her neighbor's door because she saw smoke coming from their home, and she knew they were probably sleeping and they could have died from smoke inhalation. I feel like I've seen that video pop up about a dozen times, but smoke inhalation, it's not the only silent killer out there, Caitlin. Also, carbon monoxide and radon are very dangerous things.
That's right, Josh. And as you pointed out, it's not as clear as that video that we've been seeing where someone can see something and sense danger. We talk about a lot of things that can impact the safety, not only on farms, but in our households. And one of them can be something we can't see or smell. From the western end of the world's longest barn in La Crosse, I'm Caitlin Riley. And I had the chance to talk with Jana Davidson. She's an education content specialist with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. And now that we're spending more time heating our homes or maybe even working on equipment in enclosed buildings, it's a topic that she wanted to address now more than ever.
They say it's colorless, it's odorless, but it can kill you. And that's a really scary thing when it comes down to carbon monoxide, because it is known by many as the invisible killer. And it is produced by things like fuel in our cars or trucks, small engines, stoves, lanterns, grills, fireplaces, gas ranges, generators and furnaces, which are very common this time of year. So in looking up some statistics, January is known as the most deadly month because of so many instances with carbon monoxide poisoning. And that is because we are burning more fuel, it's colder out. But when you really look at it, in the U.S., more than 400 people annually die due to carbon monoxide poisoning. 20,000 visit emergency rooms, and nearly 4,000 are hospitalized due to the carbon monoxide poisoning. And this is according to the CDC. So it definitely is an issue. So as we think about the temperatures dropping and our home heating is on the rise, that carbon monoxide poisoning can also be a hidden hazard that's lurking right in the place that we feel is safest, and that's our home. So there's definitely some tips that I can share with you here coming up as to what you can do to prevent this or also be aware of some of the dangers. But also, I want to mention now some of the common symptoms of having carbon monoxide poisoning, because we were just chatting, you know, off the call here about COVID right now. And, you know, anytime you're not feeling the greatest or you're feeling like you might have flu-like symptoms, you automatically think, oh, goodness, could this be COVID? Well, unfortunately, flu-like symptoms are an indicator of carbon monoxide poisoning as well. So it's not something you want to mess around with. So if you're feeling dizzy, you have a headache, blurred vision, weakness, upset stomach, things like vomiting, trouble breathing, chest pain, loss of consciousness, or confusion, you do want to take in mind, and you're wondering how this happened, it could be carbon monoxide poisoning. If it's not detected, it can lead to death. So one of the best defenses that you have in your home is to have a carbon monoxide detector, and you should try to place these on all the different levels of your home, especially where you have heating devices, and they should be placed about 5 feet above the floor. So you want to test these detectors often, make sure the batteries are working just like you would your smoke alarm, and that's going to be your best defense.
One of the things that you talked about, you know, getting the carbon monoxide detectors, but what about the ways that we heat our homes? Are there certain things that we should avoid if we're deciding we need to replace that heater or find a new method this winter?
Yes. So I have 5 really good tips that I think we should all keep in mind to really keep safety top priority and try to, you know, limit our exposure to carbon monoxide. And the first thing is having your furnace, your water heater, and any other gas or coal-burning appliances serviced by a qualified technician each year. If you have a chimney, check it and clean it every year and make sure your fireplace damper is always open before you're lighting a fire, as well as after the fire is extinguished. You also do not want to use any portable flameless chemical heaters indoors. If it says do not use indoors, follow the instructions. Never use a gas oven for heating your home. Never use a generator inside your home, basement, or a garage. And try not to use it if it's less than 20 feet from a window, door, or vent. There can really be fatal levels of carbon monoxide produced in just a matter of minutes. So even if your doors and windows are open, it can still be detrimental. Also, never run your car in a garage that is attached to a house. Even when the garage door is open, just always be cautious because the open door to a detached garage, it can let fresh air in when your car's inside, but those fumes can still go up to a bedroom or go up within your house. So you want to get your car out of your garage as quickly as possible because even if the garage door is open or closed, it can still be detrimental. So you don't want to leave your car running in your garage.
And these are great reminders, too, when you're working on ag equipment. I know our farmers already have to put up with a brutal winter if they're out feeding their livestock or doing other things. And sometimes it's easier to pull that piece of equipment into a shop to work on it, especially if it's a nice heated shop. But a reminder to watch how long you're letting that equipment run when you do have those shop doors closed.
Yes. And a good reminder, too, to always make sure that others know what you're doing. You should always be doing things safely. But if you are working on something like that, make sure someone else knows where you are and what you're doing and checks in with you. Because if there would be an incident where you would lose consciousness, you know, you want somebody to get to your attention immediately. Timing is really everything. And, you know, if an incident occurs where there is carbon monoxide poisoning, timing is key into saving a life.
And another odorless, colorless, and poisonous issue that we want to talk about is radon. It can be just as dangerous.
It really can be. And there's some similarities between carbon monoxide and radon, but there's also differences in the way you detect it. So the reason we're also focusing on radon this month is because the Environmental Protection Agency, they have coined January as National Radon Action Month. Similar to some of the symptoms you might experience with carbon monoxide, radon exposure can include coughing, chest pains, reoccurring respiratory infections, hoarseness, wheezing, difficulty breathing, and the saddest of all, lung cancer, which is responsible for nearly 21,000 deaths each year. So it is an issue, and you want to make sure that you are checking for it in your home. A lot of folks may do a radon test when they move into a new home, and then sometimes it gets put on the back burner. But it's actually very easy to purchase a radon kit. That is actually how you would test for it. It doesn't have a detector like carbon monoxide where you can either put it on the wall or plug it in, but actually it has a kit that you can actually purchase for one-time use from a hardware store, a radon mitigation company, or even online anymore. You can find so many things. So purchase that kit. It's always good for peace of mind then to make sure your home is radon free.
Awesome. And like we said, you can find these tips. Just go to progressiveag.org and you can see the latest blog post that Jana writes. She puts a lot of expertise and research into these. So something definitely worth looking into. And Jana, as we are going ahead into 2021, what's happening with Progressive Agriculture Foundation? Are we still hoping to have some safety days this year?
We certainly are. So one thing I'm really excited about, I think, as I've talked to you these past few months, is the fact that going into 2021, we were a little nervous because 2020, I think for everyone, no matter what realm you're in, it was pretty somber. And so we didn't know, you know, what our coordinators would think. Some of them were able to have a virtual safety day. Some of them had to postpone or cancel. But I have to say, Caitlin, they stuck with us. We actually had 495 applications received to host in 2021. So we are hoping to go back in person, fingers crossed. We do have a wonderful committee that meets every month to kind of look at the numbers and look at the trends and see when we can get back in person. As of right now, we are saying no in person through March 1st. And then we're hoping after March 1st, we can come to an idea of how we can start introducing the in-person back. And so we're excited about that. But no matter what, in-person or virtual, Progressive Agriculture Safety Days, the show must go on and education needs done. So we're going to continue doing it. And we are even beefing up our virtual resources just to be ready. I think we are more ready this year than we were last year. And so we're ready to take on any challenges that come our way.
And if there's someone out there who wants to help, or maybe they didn't have time to volunteer with their local committee, but want to sponsor a child to take part in this, what can they do or how can they do that?
The best thing that they can do is they can, as you mentioned already, they can visit our website, which is progressiveag.org. On there, they can actually still apply to have a Progressive Agriculture Safety Day for 2021. We are actually still doing our training through the end of the month, through the end of January. So if they're hearing this now and they're thinking, ooh, I'd like to still be part of this, we can still get them trained to host a safety day in their local community. They can also look online where we have our listing of safety days. We have a tab up at the top of our website. They can see if there are any safety days in their nearby community, and they can, you know, reach out to that local coordinator about volunteer opportunities. And then the other thing that they can do is they can maybe open up their wallet and help send another child to a safety day. Our program, we are a nonprofit, and we are funded thanks to the generosity of amazing sponsors, partners, and individuals. So they can always send another child on a safety day by texting the word safety day, all one word, safety day, to 44321, or clicking on our donate now button right on our website.
Jana, I think those are all the questions that I have for you. Was there anything else that you want to add? Anything else you want people to know?
No, I think we covered everything. I just hope everybody has a very safe, healthy, and happy 2021. And I hope that we get back to normalcy this year as best we can.
Thank you, Jana, and same to you. And once again, that's Jana Davidson. She's an education content specialist for the Progressive Agriculture Foundation, and we will share that information about carbon monoxide and radon, as well as information about the Progressive Agriculture Safety Days at MidwestFarmReport.com. From the western end of the world's longest barn in La Crosse, I'm Kate Riley.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Shopping for that special someone can be hard. You want to make sure that gift is perfect. Jewelry is always a great go-to because it lasts forever. Place to go? Goodman's Jewelers. They have the best prices, something for every budget. They have incredible quality jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, diamonds, engagement rings, traditional and modern styles, and you can customize your own. Something for a Badger Packer fan? Goodman's Jewelers has it. A true icon in Madison, the city's oldest full-service jewelry store, is your family. Goodman's Jewelers.
I'm Dr. Linda Van Eldick, a biomedical scientist supported by the American Health Assistance Foundation. I'm dedicated to educating the public because it's important for all of us to understand this debilitating disease. I conduct research aimed at discovering new and effective treatments for Alzheimer's disease. This is critical because every 70 seconds someone in America is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. That's more than 1,000 people a day. Preliminary data show that exercise, a healthy diet, and keeping your mind active may help reduce your risk. At our website, ahaf.org, experts will answer your questions and address your concerns. Find out about promising research the foundation funds and learn how to live with or care for someone with the disease. Call 1-800-437-2423 or go to ahaf.org for a free brochure on understanding Alzheimer's disease. That's 1-800-437-2423.
Teenage driver coming aboard your policy? Talk to Prairie Land Insurance about a good student discount.
When other companies offer you only one solution, Madison's Prairie Land Insurance Agency offers you a wide array of personalized, affordable options. Is your current policy really the best? Talk to Prairie Land Insurance Agency, your local, independent home and auto insurance agency. For your free insurance review, call 251-3009. Prairie Land Insurance Agency.
Our best is the very least we can do.
Ham is the name. Farm speak is the game. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Oh, we got squeezy weather coming our way all across our listening area and then some. Let's get right to it. Stu Mock, Ag Meteorologist, joining us this morning. Winter weather advisories out there, and you're probably not going to get to lunchtime before you start seeing a change, huh, Stu?
Especially in western Wisconsin, I'd say east and southeast of that Madison Beaver Dam Fond du Lac line. It may not be until mid or late afternoon, but nonetheless, we are going to see a mix of precipitation edge in. Low pressure is building in from the west. A cool front is in parts of eastern Minnesota, and there is rain and snow stretching through central and western Minnesota. Heavier snow southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa. That's coming our way, as Pam said. Winter weather advisories in store. I'll give you all the information on that right after this.
Farmers understand return on investment. They understand the power and the value of the sun.
Cameron Olson, owner of Olson Solar Energy.
This is just another opportunity for them to look for that power and that value. It's a business decision. Everything that farmers do and don't do on their land and their with their property is money. So one of the things that I heard one farmer say, it's a crop that I am yielding. Instead of harvesting corn on this little section, he's harvesting sunlight to make electricity. You should reach out to us, and we will come out there for a very specialized, specific quote for you to look at your farm. We can put solar anywhere. We can put it on a barn. We can put it on the ground. We can put it on a hill. So we can put it anywhere that makes sense to you and your farm and your situation. And then once we design that, even powering your whole farm, you can harvest enough sunlight to have a $0 energy bill.
Go to OlsonSolarEnergy.com to start saving. Go green, save green with Olson Solar Energy.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
All righty, Stu, go ahead. Tell us about what we prepare for today.
In the western parts of Wisconsin, the Cross Boston areas, I'm telling you that you're going to see cloudy skies and the development of a little rain or some snow, a little rain, freezing rain, snow mix after some morning fog that starts building in here toward midday. That's why the winter weather advisory is in effect at La Crosse and Boston from noon today till 6 p.m. Friday. The rest of us see this precipitation mid and later part of the afternoon, and it will last into the night. Temps in the mid-30s today, maybe an upper 20 or about 30 overnight, back in the mid-30s tomorrow. The snow heaviest through the nighttime. La Crosse and Boston, I'd say 3 to 6 inches. Everybody else is going to be lighter, talking Madison, Beaver Dam, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, maybe a 1 to 3 inch range for most of those. There'll be some blowing as winds become northerly as we head on through Friday. Not too strong, though, not as much as it's going to be further west, and I'd expect by Saturday a little light snow could linger. Low 30s, we start to cool a bit more, so by early next week, mid and upper 20s for highs, back to the normals of where we should be, Pam, but there probably will be some snow cleanup even Friday and into Friday night and Saturday.
But then after we get through that stretch, it doesn't look like any more snow on that forecast, at least through midweek next week, huh?
Yeah, through mid to later part of next week, just cool. It may be a flurry now and again, but just on the cool, normal side for mid-January.
We'll have to keep an eye on that glazing stuff, though. Anything that's going to, you know, be transitioning, that can cause nightmares on the road.
It's that change midday in this afternoon and evening, so be on the alert if you're going to be on the road.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We'll catch up with you tomorrow and see where we stand, all right?
We'll do it. See you then.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, with the weather details you're really going to need as we get started this morning again. Exercise caution coming up later this morning, right on through till tomorrow morning at this time.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Winter's a great time to tackle projects. Let Blaine's Farm and Fleet get those projects done faster with our wide assortment of products. We carry everything from nuts and bolts to tools and tires and all kinds of feed and bedding. Right now, Hillman Grade 2 Hex nuts, bolts, and washers, just $1.79 a pound. Keep your flock happy with NatureWise feed. Choose from 40-pound bags of Hardy Hen and Feather Fixer or 50-pound bags of Country Feeds Egg Producer feed, now $2 off. And stock up on 25-pound bags of NutriStart Kid Non-Medicated Milk Replacer and 25-pound bags of Advanced Lamb Non-Medicated Milk Replacer. Your choice, just $39.99. Save 10% on select tractor parts and tune-up kits. Select Stanley Tractor Replacement Mufflers and Rain Caps, Apache Hydraulic Hose Assemblies, Dado Roller Chains, and Delavan Hydraulic Cylinders. And mark your calendars for Chick Days coming soon. Go to farmandfleet.com for all the details. That's genuine value from Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Our traffic laws are important safety rules designed to protect all of us. Sometimes, though, even if you do everything right, another driver may break those rules. Clifford and Raihala knows how often negligent drivers break the rules, how drunk or distracted drivers cause serious injuries and millions of dollars in other losses every year. While no one can eliminate the risk from negligent drivers, there are important steps you should take after a crash to protect yourself from additional harm. If you've been injured, you need skilled attorneys who have the knowledge and experience to help you recover all of your losses. At Clifford and Raihala, we help people who have been hurt when someone else breaks the rules. We'll be there for you to help make things right.
For relentless dedication to helping you and your family, choose Clifford and Raihala, hardworking, skilled attorneys fighting for you. For justice, myjustice.com.
Is your biggest fear of having dermal filler in the face looking overdone? You are not alone.
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Neeson.
Dermal filler treatments at Rejuvenation Clinic of Sauk Prairie restore fullness and fill in wrinkles in areas of the face, such as the cheeks, under eyes, lips, and around the mouth. It's very difficult to look overdone with non-surgical dermal fillers due to the amount that's typically injected. Did you know that one syringe of filler equals 1/5 of a teaspoon? One fast food ketchup packet is equivalent to 8 syringes. As long as your treatment is performed by a skilled medical professional, you should have the natural-looking results you desire.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
Visit us at rejuvenationclinicofsaukprairie.com.
Mutual insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
There is no reason to be intimidated by words like gold, diamonds, jewels. No reason at all, especially when you stop into Goodman's Jewelers, 220 State Street, same location they've been at for over 85 years, because they haven't been in business that long by intimidating people. They've been in that business by having beautiful pieces at all price points, whether it be an engagement ring, a wedding band, a pendant, maybe even a necklace, birthday, anniversaries, so many different occasions to give such beautiful jewelry that is very affordable. And of course, they've got the bling bling, the shine and diamonds, but they also have a great selection of other exotic gemstones and a lot of the cuts that are super hot these days. They may have that traditional feel, that traditional customer service, but they also have the new modern looks of today. Stop in and take a look at their jewelry case. Talk to the staff. Find out what it is that they have and what it is that they can create. Go online, goodmansjewelers.com.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His parents could only hope that one day he would leave the hospital healthy, and they would all live happily ever after. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. You can help the March of Dimes stop premature birth and bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Instead, I said, you know what would be actually a breath of fresh air, even though they're getting spanked, is watching the Wisconsin Badger basketball team. It was much better than anything else on live TV, despite them getting absolutely annihilated. Zach, my first question for you is, has a 43-6 run that Michigan went on in 16 minutes and 18 seconds, a 43-6 run, do you remember anything ever happening like that to the Wisconsin Badger basketball team?
That bad? No. It was bad. I mean, a couple years ago when they lost, it's 3 years ago now, they lost to Purdue, and they ended up losing by 28. It was really, really bad. But that was not unexpected because that team was a shell of itself, right? Because they didn't have Demetri Trice. They had lost Kobe King. Like, they were a shell.
Yes.
This team was supposed to be a top-10 team. This team was not supposed to have that happen to them. And, yeah, it was ugly. I can't remember anything as bad as that. I'm sure there probably is, but off the top of my head, I can't. Like, losing to North Dakota at home, you know, that's worse than what happened last night. But that was appalling.
Yeah, it was definitely appalling. It was yesterday I proclaimed on these airwaves, and shame on me, that I'm like, Nate Reaver's going to shock the world and have a complete game. And Zach, what happened?
Psych.
What?
Well, same thing. All year for him, man.
The first two possessions on offense for the Badgers was Nate Reaver's getting stuffed.
What did I tell you yesterday afternoon when we saw each other? I said, you, when you said that about Nate Reaver's, I said, I bet you his first shot gets blocked. And I was wrong. I was wrong. His first two shots got blocked. Yeah.
Zach, I was trying to be the captain of hope. I was trying to do it I was trying to be positive.
For sure. Yeah, no, it was bad. And look, like, the thing was, with, what was it, 6:38 left in the first half? It was 26-23.
It was a three-point game.
They were fine. They were fine. And then
what happened?
14-0 run. And then, well, I think a large part of it was, and Michael Potter's not going to make up for a 30-point difference, but picking up that second foul put him on the bench for the rest of the first half, and then picks up the third right away in the second half. He can't do that, especially because Nate Reaver's isn't playing at a very good level right now. So, yeah, losing Micah Potter hurt at that time. But they just didn't match Michigan's intensity on either end of the court. Michigan is fantastic on both ends, and Wisconsin matched them on offense, at least for that first 14 minutes. But they never matched them anywhere close defensively. And it's just been, like, at the beginning of the year, I thought Wisconsin had an opportunity to be an elite defensive team because I thought they had a bunch of different pieces that could play a bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
And they still may get there, but they are not there right now.
Well, that's the concern, right? Because we've seen flashes. I mean, we saw it against Maryland where Wisconsin was very inept of defending, rebounding, and, you know, in the paint. And then
in the second half, yep.
And then we saw it in Indiana, too, in the second half. That defense kind of reared its ugly head. They got it back together, double overtime win. We've seen it flashes of it, but that Michigan game, wow. I mean, Zach, is this something that we should be worried about moving forward, or is this fixable for the Badgers, or is this like this will come back to bite them in the ass down the stretch?
No, I think it's. I certainly think it's fixable. Like they still have those pieces. It's not like it isn't. But this shouldn't be happening to a team that starts five seniors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and brings another senior off the bench, Trevor Anderson. It shouldn't be happening. And Greg Gard has to figure it out. I was not overly. Greg Gard's message was positive. Demetri Trice seemed really, really down after the game.
Well, I don't blame him.
At the end of the game, I think he was still in the game, but they had some other guys in there, and they were bringing energy, and he said, we need the other guys. Essentially, he said, we need the other guys to do that all the time.
Yeah.
He said there were a lot of heads down, and you can only have your head down for so long. You need to pick it up. We need to go to Rutgers and get going here. You can hang your heads for an hour, but You can't have that. So I think that this is a huge few days for them. They're not they didn't come back home. They went back to the hotel. They're flying to Rutgers today.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna stay there today, practice there today, tomorrow, and then play on Friday. It could be a very good couple of days, or it could be a very bad couple of days.
Could we look
spending this much time together?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this is kind of that, like, how do you gel as a team after a loss like that? Well, will they look at the managers and say, yo, did you forget to bring the juice? Because they always talk about bring your own juice. Did the managers forget to bring their own juice? Because, Zach, watching this game last night, I know there was some family in the stands of Michigan, but it felt like for the first time, for me anyways, watching it, that there was actually a true home court advantage. If the energy in that gym felt so oppressive on the Badgers, that, and maybe just because they didn't bring their own energy, I don't know what it was, but there was something in that gym that just felt like the Badgers, no matter what they were doing, just could never shake their, I don't want to say they're shook, but shake whatever was going on with them.
You bet she thinks your tractor's sexy. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Don't forget, coming up, Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of Rice Dairy, LLC, down in Chicago, part of the EverAg Group, is going to be joining us to give us a quick update on what's happening as far as dairy is concerned. All of our product prices yesterday, barrel, block cheese, the butter, all lost ground, fluid milk contracts, double digits lower this morning. Is it because we don't know the future of the Farmers to Families Food Box program? What's going on out there? We're going to talk about it with Ryan Yonkman. He joins us in just a little bit. I'm Pam Yonke. Now, from the Landmark Services Cooperative Agri News Desk, here's what's happening on a Thursday. So today, 14th day of January. On this day, back in 1967, the Summer of Love began. And as you might expect, it was in San Francisco. They had a human bee-in. It turned into the epicenter of the hippie movement. And a lot of folks still looking back fondly at that time now. Back in 1967, the Summer of Love began. Also, as far as this date in history, happy birthday to Faye Dunaway. She's 80 years old today. Singer-songwriter LL Cool J, 53. We lost a lot of legendary actors on this day, too. Humphrey Bogart, Shelley Winters, and Alan Rickman all died on this date. So a little something for you to consider this morning. You know, we're talking a lot about markets these days because we're all evolving into 2021 with hopes that the pandemic will get behind us and maybe the world will resume normal patterns as far as life and consumption's concerned. What does that mean in China? China has been rapidly ramping up their hog production to compensate for their losses of the African swine fever, but that in turn makes a big impact on what happens here in the United States. Josh Scramlin joins us this morning with an update.
So many of the conversations that we've had with you over the last year have been regarding the consumer habits of the U.S. But for this conversation, we are actually going to go overseas and we are going to talk about beef and pork exports. They had a scorching hot year in 2020, especially pork exports, and beef is poised to have a big 2021. Dan Hallstrom is the president and the CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And Dan, to start things off, let's paint the picture with a very broad brush. How have things been going for you guys over the last year?
The bottom line is people are still consuming. They're still eating. And in our world of beef and pork, in the case of pork, record amounts. So globally, I'm not saying it's business as usual. It's obviously not. But product is still being consumed, albeit maybe in different segments than it was before. So I think that's good news.
There's obviously a lot of pork going to China, but just exactly how much pork is going to China?
Well, we'll have record amounts from the U.S. We're looking at a little over 1 million metric tons, 1,085,000, I believe was the number, which you're talking about growth of over doubling where we were a year ago. And of course, a lot of that has to do with African swine fever.
Yeah, and I don't want to interrupt, but you had told me before we started the interview that exports this year are still going to be huge, but not as big as they were in 2020 because China is rebuilding the hog herd. So with that being said, what can we expect this year?
So what we're going to see is we're going to see other countries step up and we'll see increases, broad-based increases in countries like Japan, Korea, Mexico, Central South America. We see these countries coming back quite a bit in 2021.
they're rebuilding the hog herd in China, but it's still going to take a little bit. So is that really badly crippled hog herd the driving force behind why China wants so much pork?
That's one of the drivers, yes. And you do have some dynamics in place where with consumption trends are growing in general at some of the more modernized segments, like modern retail, for example. And the driver was definitely African swine fever. But what we'll see, the consumption will recover, and we have production recovering at the same time, but there's still a lot of room for imports, and it'll still be a very big part of the pie.
So, Dan, a couple years back, I know that Japan was the highest value market for U.S. meat exports, and Mexico was actually the highest volume market. So what can we be expecting from Mexico going forward?
They're a very big partner of ours. Now, the numbers are down considerably because of COVID-19. So we're going to see a rebound from those numbers being down due to the lockdowns due to COVID. So there'll be some of it's replenishing what we already had. But there's generic growth going on down there in a big way. And I'll give you one example. The regional retail chains down in Mexico traditionally have been supplied by domestic pork. And this is an area where we're seeing more and more demand for imported U.S. pork. And we're already ensconced pretty well with the national retailers, but there's a lot of regional retailers that might have 100 or 200 stores in a certain region of Mexico. This is one example of an area that will grow tremendously.
And then I guess let's talk about beef and pork both. We've been talking about pork thus far, but we'll bring beef into the fold. Other countries that present good opportunities that maybe we're not there as much as we want to be, but going forward are top targets.
On beef?
Yeah, beef exports.
Yeah, on the beef side, 2020 has been dominated by Japan. Of course, we have the U.S.-Japan Ag Agreement, which is helping, got us on a level playing field. Also, China has been an incremental driver from a very low base, but large growth into China for beef, which is pretty much a offshoot of the China Phase 1 deal that went into impact in March. We're going to see continued growth in Japan. Mexico will rebound from their down numbers. Korea is another one that's going to grow. And then you've got some of the emerging regions like various countries in Central America and South America. We've got it pegged for, and one last one would be Vietnam. We have it pegged for growth in all of those regions going into 2021.
That's Dan Hallstrom. He is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Now, since my conversation with Dan, I do have some updated info for you. Last November of 2020 was actually the biggest single month for beef exports in over a year. Beef exports in that month alone totaled 115,337 metric tons. That was the largest volume since July of 2019. More on that can be found by going to our website. That's MidwestFarmReport.com. And for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Josh Scramlin.
Farmers understand return on investment. They understand the power and the value of the sun.
Cameron Olson, owner of Olson Solar Energy.
This is just another opportunity for them to look for that power and that value. It's a business decision. Everything that farmers do and don't do on their land and with their property is money. So one of the things that I heard one farmer say, it's a crop that I am yielding. Instead of harvesting corn on this little section, he's harvesting sunlight to make electricity. You should reach out to us, and we will come out there for a very specialized, specific quote for you to look at your farm. We can put solar anywhere. We can put it on a barn. We can put it on the ground. We can put it on a hill. So we can put it anywhere that makes sense to you and your farm and your situation. And then once we design that, even powering your whole farm, you can harvest enough sunlight to have a $0 energy bill.
Go to OlsonSolarEnergy.com to start saving. Go green, save green with Olson Solar Energy.
In overnight electronic trade this Thursday morning, markets are still reacting to the Tuesday World Ag Supply Demand Report. Right now, March corn's up a penny at 525, but December new crop, that's down two now, 451. The March soybeans are up two at 1408. November new crop, up eight right now at 1184 bushel. July wheat, unchanged, 647. The fluid milk contracts are double digits lower again this morning. March milk, make that February milk right now, down 29 cents at 18.61 a hundredweight. March is down 3 at 18.45. Barrel cheese yesterday dropped 7 cents at $1.58. 40-pound block cheese down 4 and 3 quarter cents at 1.91. AA butter dropped 2 and a quarter cents to 1.28 and 3 quarters per pound. As if I can't find any good news for you this morning, unfortunately, I have to report that Wisconsin agriculture has lost a real leader and a real bright scientist. Dr. Neil Jorgensen, former dean of the College of Ag and Life Sciences and a professor emeritus in dairy sciences, passed away. He grew up on a dairy farm near Luck, Wisconsin, served 2 years in the Army, and then a bachelor's degree in agriculture education from UW-River Falls. Then it was on to UW-Madison, where he got his master's and doctorate degrees in dairy science with a minor in biochemistry. I had the pleasure of visiting with Dr. Jorgensen quite a lot during his term as College of Ag and Life Sciences Administration. And, you know, the one thing that you were always impressed about with Dr. Jorgensen was he was very much willing to reach out to other areas on the UW-Madison campus to collaborate. Reached out a lot to biochemists and other folks in sciences to try to come up with answers for agriculture. We've got all the details up on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, if you want to take a look. Dr. Neil Jorgensen was 85.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more, 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com.
At Tom's Auto Center, we're known for being upfront with our auto repairs.
And name brand new tires.
Tom and Tom of Tom's Auto Center.
Goodyear, Firestone, Bridgestone, Michelin, BF Goodrich, Continental, and Kelly Tires.
We carry and install them all.
When you need new tires, Tom's Auto Center will make sure you leave happy.
Tom's Auto Center. Here to get her fixed, get her done to get you going, guys.
Off Highway 51 in McFarland, a stone's throw from McDonald's.
Who was your hero when you were a kid?
Whether it was Joe DiMaggio or Jackie Robinson,
Rosa Parks or Sally Ride,
Bogart or Brando,
you're just the right age to do something important that you can be remembered for.
Even if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or beyond, you can register to become an organ and tissue donor.
Surprised? You shouldn't be.
Today, people of all ages and even with health conditions can sign up to donate the gift of life.
And it's so important. Every age, every ethnicity is needed.
If we all signed up, imagine the lives we could save.
The families we could help.
So whether you admire John Wayne or James Dean, Robert Redford or Roberto Clemente,
Elvis Presley or Ella Fitzgerald, do something important that could make a real difference and change lives.
Get the facts today and register to become an organ donor.
Find out how at organdonor.gov. Or call 1-866-99-DONATE.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
One just to the south of Madison, one just to the north. With two concrete-producing plant locations, Advanced Concrete can serve a wider area more efficiently. The greater Madison area, plus parts of Iowa, Sauk, Columbia, Rock, Jefferson, and Greene counties.
The concrete-producing company. The contractors rely on Advanced Concrete.
Producing concrete foundations to maintain concrete relationships.
You could go to Chicago to hear about the Board of Trade, but isn't it easier to listen to Pam Jahnke? This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
All righty, let's talk about what's happening with our dairy markets. Joining us this morning, Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of Rice Dairy, a part of Ever Ag. He's down in Chicago as we start our Thursday. The big question has been about what's happening with some of these programs that farmers, our dairy industry, have come to rely on through the course of the pandemic. Things like the Farmers to Families Food Box program. Ryan, I think there's still a little bit of confusion in the audience about, okay, are we going to see Farmers to Families continue? Did they give that influx of cash at the end of the calendar year, or is that still on hold? Is that part of the volatility we've been living with?
So it is part of the volatility, but actually to answer that question out the gate, we do know that we have Farmers to Food Box family. It was extended round five here about 2 weeks ago. Exactly when class three started to take off like crazy.
The market pre that announcement very much had been guessing that, are we going to get it or not? We got it. Class 3 basically rallied $3. I'm sure many farmers saw. We went basically back to $20 milk. But now you're at a new point in time where this week there's no new news, and now you're waiting until next Tuesday, a few days from now, where the awards actually get announced. So at this point in time, if you put in to, say, fill a food box, you don't know if you've got awarded that order yet. So the reality is the market has yet to actually get the physical order of, okay, here's how much cheese you need to put into this, or here's how much other products. So we're in a little bit of a weird place right now where the news is running a little less hot. We're at a time where milk is trading 4 to 8 under class. There is plenty of milk in this country right now, plenty of cheese, and you're back into this speculative territory of, yes, we know that you have the order, but now it's back to, okay, well, how much is that really going to matter at this time of year with the amount of product we have? And I think those true colors are going to come out next week, because we will find out what that order actually is. So be prepared for fireworks in any direction next week.
You know,
it's a giant guessing game, but
this is the time of the year when normally dairy is still doing halfway decent. We're coming off the holidays, granted, but we still have the football season. I was just listening the sports radio folks talking about how even football ratings as far as viewership is down. Is that translating at all to things like pizza consumption, Ryan, or other staples that the dairy industry is going to have to look beyond after Tuesday?
So from a perspective of pizza or cheese, it's actually not. That's the one category this year that continues to rock. And so much of that has to do with restaurants being shut down, right? People are ordering in pizzas, football related or not. The flip side of what you say, you usually come into strength. So typically over the last 5 years, February, which is around the corner, has been our seasonal low, February, March. So actually I look at the market right now and I see the exact opposite in that the highest months on the board right now are trading in February and March, and seasonally have been where we've made our low these last few years. And not only is it the highest price on the board, but you're talking, these are the second highest prices we've had outside of the 2014 rally. So in short, right, it doesn't take much to understand that there's a really sweet opportunity in front of us. It's just a matter of understanding the government and what they can and cannot do to make these prices potentially better. So it puts us in a weird spot.
So talking about the government, so these rallies that we've seen, is that going to impact me on my dairy margin coverage program or dairy revenue protection?
For sure. Those are all price-based programs, right? DMC is margin. So you can make the case DMC is the milk rally has been by all means offset by the rally in grain. I'm sure everyone saw the report this week and saw corn and beans go limit up. So maybe a little less of effect on DMC just because feed prices went up, right? But on the DRP side of it, that's a price-based deal. So when prices go up, your puts that you own get further out of the money, which isn't a bad thing. It just means you don't need your insurance. But yes, the reality is the food box order is new demand to the market. It's helped put a floor, increase prices, and puts a farmer in a situation where his coverage is less likely to be needed for that period of time.
I got about 90 seconds, Ryan. Ryan Yonkman along with us from Rice Dairy, a part of EverEgg. So what's my strategy then? What should I be doing while I still have these opportunities?
So I'm going to say this is a time where dairymen have to be incredibly careful. We have expensive feed for the first time in probably 5 years. The milk price is decent. It's not great. For some of you, it might be great. So takeaway is be hedged, be careful. Don't go buy all your feed and stay open on your milk. Don't sell your milk and stay open on your feed. These things are too erratic right now. You could really get squeezed if you get too aggressive on the wrong one, not paying attention to the other.
What do we do after Tuesday?
Give us a call. We'll see what's going on.
Yeah, because like you said, so much of this has been kind of factored in, but we'll wait until the rubber meets the road. Appreciate it this morning, Ryan, very much. Why don't you tell them how they can get a hold of you guys at Rice Dairy or EverEgg?
Sure. You can reach us on our main line, 312-492-4200, or visit us at our website, ever.egg, and find the rest of the information there.
Beautiful. Have a good Tuesday. Appreciate it very much. That's Ryan Yonkman, along with us, Vice President of Rice Dairy and Ever Ag. He's down in Chicago this morning with, again, like he said, hang on until Tuesday. Let's see what happens there. But by all means, do not look past the opportunities that the market's presenting right now. That is for sure. Don't forget, as far as activities and on conversations, tomorrow we are going to be recognizing another one of our farm families that's celebrating their centennial, sesquicentennial celebration. They are in the same ownership of families for 100 or 150 years. Tomorrow, Josh Gramlin takes us to Waupun to visit with another one of those families. And remember, if you want to be considered for the centennial, sesquicentennial recognition at the Wisconsin State Fair come 2021, get your applications in now. Deadline is March 1st. Details at MidwestFarmReport.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.